WABL. It's time now for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campomenosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign and adjunct political science professor at Spring Hill College. This program is paid for by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations in Daphne on Highways 90 and 98 and in Malbus on 181. And good morning, Dr. Lou.
Well, good morning to you, Ms. Laurie. It's certainly good to see you again.
You as well.
Nice spring day, 2 days in a row.
Beautiful.
Does that portend spring could be around the corner,
it
maybe?
It is indeed.
Well, I have to say this. The weather report looks better than the political report I'm going to give. Surprise, surprise, okay? So, folks, you know, last week it was bad news. This week, do I want to say badder? I guess I can't use that word.
Worse.
Worse, okay. We'll use worse. It ain't looking good, okay? How's that? Look, I'm sorry, but the fact of the matter is, on the national level, and I'll talk a little bit about this, there are just problems there, major problems. On the state level, there has been some signs of awakening about some of the things that, as conservatives, we would like to see happen. And I think that one of the things I wanted to do today was to give you an idea of some of those good things happening by having Senator Chris Elliott, our Baldwin County senator, come on and talk about that. I heard him on Sean Sullivan's show last week, and I thought it'd be important for us to have a follow-up on what he was talking about then, because now they've had the I think this was the beginning of their third week, will be next week, or they finished the third week. Whatever it was, there are things out there that we needed to hear about, and I'm anxious to hear from Senator Elliott, okay? But I do want to try to, you know, spend a little bit of time on one of the good things that actually has happened on the state level. And that basically is, I've been talking to you all since probably October about how we have been working towards getting a meeting with the governor to make sure that we had her as the fifth vote to replace Common Core. And basically, we've been waiting for this meeting to happen, and it finally did. Last Tuesday, our team went. We thought we were going to see the governor, but it turned out that we just saw Joe Bonner, her chief of staff, and the education guru, Nick Moore. The fact of the matter is that while we weren't quite as happy because we thought we were going to see the governor, I think that the case has been made that the governor needs to see what our team has put together, okay? And so there's going to be another meeting tomorrow, another Zoom meeting, where former ALGOP chair Terry Lathan, who was heading up our team effort last week, is going to be meeting with Bonner and Moore once again. We'll see where this goes, but I'll say this. This is the closest we've gotten to the point where we think we have an opportunity to have a resolution before the State Board of Education that is going to do what? It's going to replace Common Core math. And you say, well, there's a lot left. You know, that ain't all of Common Core. I understand that. But I think the argument we've been making is that we want to just cut away the low-hanging fruit, and that's Common Core math. The rest of it, I think, will fall into place. And that's the game plan here. That's where we think that we're on the right path with that. But at the same time that we're doing that with the State Board of Education, one of our colleagues in North Alabama, Mike Parsons, has put together another resolution and a bill to go with it to remove Common Core by legislation, which we've tried this before for a long time. Whether or not we're any more successful with it this time around, we'll see. But the fact of the matter is that there is a political dynamic out there that is a little bit different now, in part because parents are having to watch what their kids are learning, particularly in math, and they're not happy with it. That people have not been happy with Common Core math from day one. I understand that. But you know what? It's an abstract thing until you actually are watching what your kids are having to do and having to answer these questions and getting frustrated yourself because the way they do Common Core math is so crazy. Now, I understand that there are a lot of people who think Common Core math just is wonderful. But to those people, all they need to do is look at what our team member, Kathy Miller, has done in analyzing how bad this Common Core math is. And we're going to post some of the things that Kathy has done on our website, commonsensecampaign.org. We'll get that done. You can look for yourself, make up your own mind about this. But the intellectual argument against Common Core math is so incredibly strong, I just don't understand how the defenders can even open their mouths in defense of Common Core math. The rest of Common Core, obviously, is ideologically all along the left-wing side of the fence, and it makes no sense for us to be going down that road. But we are. But we're going to stop it. And that's one of the things that I think, at least from my perspective, we're on the right track with this, and we're going to need your help at some point to push us across the finish line. And when you hear that call to arms, please respond. Get in touch with the governor. Get in touch with your representatives at the state and at the state level in the House and the Senate, and let's get this thing done, because we're at the bottom, and we weren't at the bottom before Common Core, and now we are. And the defenders are saying all sorts of things like, well, we don't have enough money, proration hurt us, this, that, and the other. All of that's malarkey, to use a Biden phrase. I hate to do that, but it fits. There's only one variable that makes sense to understand why we are 52nd in math and about 47th in reading, and it's Common Core. End of story, okay? That's it. So we're going to try to fix that. But here's something that we can't fix. And that's our buddy in Washington, your Presidente, not mine, Biden, and this business on the border. Now, look, the numbers are astronomical already. And it started back in July when he started talking in the campaign about changing course from what Trump has done. And that message went straight to Central America. And sure enough, you started to see movement towards the border. Of course, they couldn't get in, because Trump had pretty much set things in motion that wouldn't allow that to happen. But that's not the case now. Now you have a flood of not only children, not only families, but 200,000 single males. Now just think about this. And this is what is absolutely unconscionable, okay? Biden has now put back in place the Obama catch and release. Now, they're releasing all of these people through, I'll use the example of Texas. And I mentioned last week the Del Rio mayor was on TV saying, I can't support this. We don't have the facilities to handle what's going on. Well, too bad, Mr. Mayor, because it just doesn't matter. You're going to get them, and you're going to have to process them. You're going to have to take care of them. And at the same time they're doing that, they're also putting people on the buses from all of these cities in Texas, and guess what? they actually tested people who were getting on the bus. These are DHS people. They bus them to Del Rio, and then they release them to the Greyhound bus station, get them ready to put on the bus, and some of them are being tested, and they're being tested positive for COVID. And you say, oh, how can that be? Well, I can tell you how it can be, because they're coming from places that are COVID hotspots. So they get on the bus with a positive COVID test. And I mean, so you have to say to yourself, well, why are they doing that? Why are they letting them on the bus? And that's a great American question, because there's no damn answer for it, except Biden and the Democrats and the radicals want these people in the country for their own political purposes. Now look, we've talked about this forever and ever. There's nothing, you know, you don't have to be Einstein or a rocket scientist or any of that to figure this out. This is their political game. But look at the risks to American citizens. Aside from what we know about the crime that comes with all of this, which has been demonstrated, all of you understand that. Now, but on top of that, you have this incredible, irresponsible approach in the middle of a pandemic, opening the, I almost saw a bad word, okay.
Be careful.
Be careful. Thank you, Lori. All right, she's going to rein me in here. But the point is, how in the world can we do this? I mean, think about it. We need to be calling our state, I mean, our federal senators and House members. Mm-hmm. The line should be off, just going crazy. Please do that. We're going to put this on the Common Sense Campaign. Action alert. Call our representatives in Alabama. They should just be lighting, we should be lighting up their phones in D.C., and they should just be going crazy, getting the word out. I understand that it's a minute after my time. I told Senator Elliott to come on, and he's here. Good morning, Senator Elliott.